السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. On behalf of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we present to you lesson number 2256 of our daily Nasiha and advice. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, we focus on the first of Rajab. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لو أن أحدكم, that if any one of you, إذا نزل منزلا, you reach your destination, and now you disembarking, staying there few hours, few days, قال, and when you reach your destination, you read the following dua and supplication, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. أعوذ بكلمات الله التامة من شر ما خلق. Ya Allah, I seek your protection through your complete words from the evil whatever you created, meaning everything harmful. You protect me, Ya Allah, بكلمات الله التامة من شر ما خلق. لم يدره في ذلك المنزل شيء. No harm will come to him at that destination with the mercy of Allah. Hatta yartahila, mean till he departs from there. Subhanallah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the only exclusive rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mercy to the entire universe and creation, the hadith in Ibn Majah. So we should learn the simple du'as. Inshallah, that Wednesday night, the month of Rajab will start. Thursday will be the first. So we read, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, grant us barakah during this month of Rajab and Shaban and spare us for the month of Ramadan. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif. 2 months left for Ramadan. Think of it. Then it's a new month, a new lunar month. We always teach you the three du'as. Then you say, Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. Ya Allah, make this month a month of khair and goodness, wa Rushdin and righteousness for us, Ya Allah, out of your benevolence, mercy. Second one, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And thereafter we say, Allahumma inni asaluka khayra hadha shahr, I ask of you the best of this month. The hadith in Musnad Ahmad. And if we read collectively, Allahumma inna nasaluka khayra hadha shahr, that we ask you the best of this month. And the third dua in Tirmidhi Sharif, and is authentic, and how we as South Africans and other parts of the world, we really need to read this dua. You, your wife, your children, read. Allahu Akbar, Allahumma hillahu alayna bil amni wal iman, wa salamati wal islam wa tawfiq lima tuhibbu wa tarda. O Allah, let this new moon and crescent loom upon us. So, bil amni wal iman, protection, safety, security, protect our iman, wa salamati wal islam, give us safety and protect, preserve our islam, wa tawfiq, give us the ability, capacity, capability, lima tuhibbu wa tarda, to say those speech and words and do those actions that are beloved and pleasing to you. Rabbi wa rabbukallah, you are my sustainer, nourisher, and you are the sustainer, nourisher of the celestial creation. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala accept us all. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.